The Mustang rushed along Ridge Road at 60 miles an hour, chasing its high beams under the light of a polished button moon. To either side, the trees crowding the road danced and writhed in the wind. George Staub smiled at me with his empty eyes, then let go of my hand and returned his attention to the road. In high school, I'd read Dracula, and now a line from it recurred, clanging in my head like a cracked bell. The dead drive fast. Can't let him know I know. This also clanged in my head. It wasn't much, but it was all I had. Can't let him know, can't let him, can't. I wondered where the old man was now, safe at his brother's, or had the old man been in on it all along? Was he maybe right behind us, driving along in his old Dodge, hunched over the wheel and snapping at his truss? Was he dead too? Probably not. The dead drive fast, according to Bram Stoker, and the old man had never gone a tick over 45. I felt demented laughter bubbling in the back of my throat and held it down. If I laughed, he'd know, and he mustn't know, because that was my only hope.
"There's nothing like a wedding," he said.
"Yeah," I said. "Everyone should do it at least twice." My hands had settled on each other and were squeezing. I could feel the nails digging into the backs of them just above the knuckles, but the sensation was distant. I couldn't let him know. That was the thing. The woods were all around us. The only light was the heartless bone glow of the moon, and I couldn't let him know that I knew he was dead. Because he wasn't a ghost, nothing so harmless. You might see a ghost, but what sort of thing stopped to give you a ride? What kind of creature was that? Zombie? Ghoul? Vampire? None of the above? George Staub laughed.
"Do it twice. Yeah, man, that's my whole family."
"Mine too," I said. My voice sounded calm, just the voice of a hitchhiker passing the time of day, night in this case, making agreeable conversation as some small payment for his ride. "There's really nothing like a funeral."
"Wedding," he said mildly.
In the light from the dashboard, his face was waxy, the face of a corpse before the makeup went on. That turnaround cap was particularly horrible. It made you wonder how much was left beneath it. I had read somewhere that morticians sawed off the top of the skull and took out the brains and put in some sort of chemically treated cotton to keep the face from falling in, maybe.
"Wedding," I said through numb lips, and even laughed a little, a light little chuckle.
"Wedding's what I meant to say."
"We always say what we mean to say. That's what I think," the driver said.
He was still smiling.
Yes, Freud had believed that too. I'd read it in Psych 101. I doubted if this fellow knew much about Freud. I didn't think many Freudian scholars wore sleeveless t-shirts and baseball caps turned around backward. But he knew enough.
"Funeral," I'd said. Dear Christ, I'd said funeral. It came to me then that he was playing me. I didn't want to let him know that I knew he was dead. He didn't want to let me know that he knew I knew he was dead, and so I couldn't let him know that I knew that he knew that. The world began to swing in front of me. In a moment it would begin to spin, then to whirl, and I'd lose it. I closed my eyes for a moment. In the darkness, the afterimage of the moon hung, turning green.
"You feeling all right, man?"
he asked. The concern in his voice was gruesome.
"Yes," I said, opening my eyes.
Things had steadied again. The pain in the backs of my hands where the nails were digging into the skin was strong and real. And the smell. Not just pine air freshener, not just chemicals. There was a smell of earth as well.
"You sure?" he asked.
"Just a little tired. Been hitchhiking a long time, and sometimes I get a little carsick." Inspiration suddenly struck.
"You know what? I think you better let me out. If I get a little fresh air, my stomach will settle. Someone else will come along and..." "I couldn't do that," he said. "Leave you out here? No way. It could be an hour before someone came along, and they might not pick you up when they did. I gotta take care of you. What's that song? Get me to the church on time, right? No way I'm letting you out. Crack your window a little, that'll help. I know it doesn't smell exactly great in here. I hung up that air freshener, but those things don't work worth a shit. Of course, some smells are harder to get rid of than others."